never really been into women. But this one was special. There was just something about her that really appealed to me, both physically and mentally. My husband had already left the party, gone home early with a headache. But I had stayed behind, watching this woman. Our eyes kept meeting all night. And as she worked her way around the room, getting closer and closer to me, finally, she got by my side, and her hands lightly touched each other. Just careless touches. My hand on her arm, her hand on my shoulder. And it would have meant nothing, except that our eyes kept meeting. I didn't know what it was about her that appealed so strongly, but I found myself inviting her to come back to my place, and she agreed. We left the party, went back to my apartment, and once we got in the living room, behind that closed door, I stood in front of her, and when I started to speak, she lifted up her hands and placed her fingers on my lips and told me just to obey. I was a little surprised, but I agreed. She told me to start by unbuttoning my blouse. So one button after another I did. And then she told me to slide down the zipper on my skirt and take it off. So I slowly slid down that zipper, wiggling my hips as I slid that fabric down my legs, and stepped out of it, moving aside. I stood before her, in just that beautiful lace bra and panty set, my garters and my thigh highs, still in my heels. And she walked around me, inspecting me, her hands reaching out to lightly stroke against my breasts, slide down between my legs, exploring my flesh any way she felt like. I was almost shaking with anticipation. I wasn't sure exactly what to expect. I had never actually been with a woman before. Then she told me to undress her. And I immediately put my hands out, tentative and fumbling, but I unbuttoned her blouse and slid that silk fabric off her shoulders, my eyes looking down at her breasts. Oh, her beautiful breasts in that bra. My hands reached out to cup them lightly, brushing my thumbs across the nipples, watching them harden through the fabric. She moaned a bit, arching her back, before stepping back and telling me to continue undressing her. I reached down and slid her skirt down her legs, and I saw that she, too, was in panties and garters and thigh-high stockings, and those gorgeous come-fuck-me heels. So pretty. I knelt down before her, looking up at her, awaiting her next instruction. She smiled down at me and said, "I want you to taste me now." So my fingers hooked on those panties, slid that fabric down her legs, exposing her cunt to me, and I leaned forward, my tongue sliding into her clit, stroking it softly. She spread her legs just a little bit, as much as those panties would allow, and my tongue went deeper towards her cunt, stroking her, tasting her juices already starting to flow. Oh my God, she tastes good. I was licking her, and I slid one finger inside her cunt, pressing it in all the way to the knuckle, before pulling it out slowly, twisting it a little bit, and then sliding it back in, starting to fuck her. Oh, God. Her juices are just flowing over my finger, dripping out onto her thighs. She's so wet. My tongue makes little circles on her clit. I can feel her body starting to shake a bit. I want her to come for me. I can hear her moaning, her back arching a bit. She loves feeling my tongue on her cunt. I reach one hand down between my own legs, start stroking myself, with one of my fingers still fucking her, my tongue getting her wilder and wilder, and love driving her closer to an orgasm. And I can feel myself getting so wet as I watch her, as I taste her, as I smell that gorgeous pussy. She looks down at me, and as her eyes meet, oh, I can see it's pushing her right over the edge. She's gonna come for me. Oh, and I can feel myself too. I lick up all her juices as fast as I can, but they're covering my face too. She's just coming so hard on me, until finally it passes. Those waves of pleasure pass, and I look up at her and smile, and she smiles back down and says, "Very good, pet. You've done very well, but you're not quite done yet." And I look up, waiting for more instructions. "Keep going, honey. You are definitely not done yet." She tells me to lay down on the floor. And she very slowly uses her hands to slide my panties down my legs, taking off my garters, taking off those high-heeled shoes. Until finally I lay completely naked before her, except for my bra, and she removes that as well. She spreads my legs as wide as they can go, and she kneels down before me, sliding her finger in my cunt. One finger. A second finger. Three fingers. Oh my God, she's so tight inside me. Oh, she starts fucking my cunt. I've never had a woman stroking me before. And I've certainly never had a woman like me. But she leans down and starts to coax out my tongue, kissing me deeply before whispering in my ear that she's going to lick me until I come. And she moves herself down to my body and places her tongue on my clit. Oh my God. Oh God, that sweet tongue. Her fingers are driving deep inside me while she's licking my cunt. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. Oh God, her tongue is magic. So good on my cunt. Oh. Oh. Ah. Ah. fingers pressing so deep inside me. All the way up to the knuckles. Oh my God, she feels good. Her tongue won't stop licking me. When I'm finally able to breathe again, I just smile up at her and say thank you. Oh. And then I look over her shoulder and I realize my husband has been standing there watching us and stroking himself, and that he appears to have come all over himself. I wonder if she likes men, too.